Hospitals are where people go to be saved, but the doctors can only patch you up, put you back together. They can't undo the damage. They can't make it so you didn't wake up in the bad place or change the truth to lies. The nice doctor and the nice woman from the SART, Sexual Assault Response Team, couldn't change that I had indeed been raped. The fact that I couldn't remember it, because my uncle had used a spell for his date rape drug, didn't change the evidence. The evidence that they'd found in my body when they did the exam and took the samples. You would think being a real live fairy princess would make your life fairy tale-like, but fairy tales only end well. While the story is going on, horrible things happen. Remember Rapunzel? Her prince got his eyes scratched out by the witch, which blinded him. At the end of the story, Rapunzel's tears magically restored his sight, but that was at the end of the story. Cinderella was little better than a slave. Snow White was actually nearly killed 4 different times by the evil queen. All anyone remembers is the poisoned apple, but don't forget the huntsman or the enchanted girdle and the poisoned comb. Pick any fairy tale that's based on older stories, and the heroine of the piece has a miserable, dangerous, nightmarish time of it. I am Princess Meredith Nicassus, next in line to a high throne of fairy, and I'm in the middle of my story. The happy ever after ending, if it's coming at all, seems a very long way away tonight. I was in a hospital bed, in a nice private room in a very nice hospital. I was in the maternity ward because I was pregnant, but not with my crazy uncle's baby. I had been pregnant before he stole me away, pregnant with the children of men I loved. They'd risked everything to rescue me from Taranis. Now I was safe. I had one of the greatest warriors that fairy had ever seen at my side. Dole, once the queen's darkness, and now mine. He stood at the window, staring off into the night that was so ruined by the lights from the hospital parking lot that the blackness of his skin and hair was much darker than the night outside. He'd removed the wraparound sunglasses that he almost always wore outside, but his eyes were as black as the glasses that hid them. The only colour in the dim light of the room was the glints from the silver rings that climbed the graceful line of one ear to the point that marked him as not pure blood, not truly high court, but mixed blood, like me. The diamonds in his earlobe sparkled in the light as he turned his head, as if he'd felt me staring at him. He probably had. He had been the queen's assassin 1,000 years before I was born. His ankle-length hair moved like a black cloak as he came toward me. He was wearing green hospital scrubs that he'd been loaned. They had replaced the blanket from the ambulance that had brought us here. He'd entered the golden court to rescue me in the form of a large black dog. When he shapeshifted, he lost everything, clothes, weapons, but strangely, never the piercings. The many earrings and the nipple piercings survived his return to human form, maybe because they were part of him. He came to stand beside the bed and take my hand, the one that didn't have the intravenous drip in it, which was helping hydrate me and get me over the shock I'd been in when I had arrived. If I hadn't been with child, they'd have probably given me more medicine. For once, I wouldn't have minded stronger drugs, something to make me forget. Not just what my uncle Taranis had done, but also the loss of Frost. I gripped Dole's hand, my hand so small and pale in his large, dark one. But there should have been another one beside him, beside me. Frost, our killing Frost, was gone. Not dead, exactly, but lost to us. Dole could shapeshift to several forms at will and come back to his true form. Frost had had no ability to shapeshift, but when wild magic had filled the estate where we'd been living in Los Angeles, it had changed him. He had become a white stag and run out the doors that had appeared into a piece of fairy that had never existed before the magic came. The lands of fairy were growing instead of shrinking for the first time in centuries. I, a noble of the High Courts, was with child. Twins. I was the last child of fairy nobility to be born. We were dying as a people, but maybe not. Maybe we were going to regain our power. But what use to me was power? What use to me was the return of fairy and wild magic? What use was any of it if Frost was an animal with an animal's mind? The thought that I would bear his child and he would neither know nor understand made my chest tight. I gripped Dole's hand but couldn't meet his eyes. I wasn't sure what he would see there. I wasn't sure what I was feeling anymore. I loved Dole, I did, but I loved Frost too. The thought that they would both be fathers had been a joyous one. He spoke in his deep, deep voice as if molasses and other thick, sweet things could be words. But what he said wasn't sweet.